This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. A towering fish trap standing on end, or an estuary sculpted out of shipping containers. These are examples of the dozens of art installations that have recently popped up around Seattle's only river. The exhibition is called Duwamish Revealed, and as KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe explains, it is meant to remind viewers that the waterway running through Seattle's industrial core is more than a toxic Superfund site.
Venture out onto a pier at West Seattle's Jack Block Park these days, and you just might be startled by the sound of art emerging from the water beneath you. Rob Kuntz co-created this 8-channel installation called Under Pier Pressure. He says he's enamored with the strange confluence of the industrial and natural that he finds on the Duwamish. His composition aims to match the physical surroundings.
So found sounds, concrete sounds of nature and industry.
You can push a button to activate the composition, but Kuntz says he likes it best when people happen upon it midstream.
And they think there's a submarine or whales beneath them, or, you know, it's very befuddling and sort of mysterious and magical.
The surprise and curiosity this creates is just the kind of perspective the exhibition is aiming for, say the show's artistic directors Nicole Kistler and Sarah Cavage.
The river serves industry, serves a huge job base, but it's also the home for a lot of wildlife, and it's where a lot of people live, and it's a place that we should all care about and take notice of.
And we just want to remind people that it's there. And there is a lot of really amazing landscapes to explore and history that sort of runs through the river and our city.
And they say if you time it right and hang out a while by the water's edge, you just might meet a harbor seal or see some fish jumping. Duwamish Revealed continues through September 30th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.